It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Well, Eskimo Joe came to our attention in, you know, I guess, the late 90s, early 2000s. Another one of these bands from Western Australia. And I keep saying, what is in the water? And Eskimo Joe have obviously written some of the greatest rock, Australian rock of the last 20 years. And Cav Templey is just embarking on his second solo album. His first solo album came out, All Your Devotion, in 2018. And we've got a new single called Machines of Love and Grace, and I've got Cav on the line. G'day, mate. How you going?
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. How's life in WA?
Pretty good. They're finally letting us out of the Hermit Kingdom, so we're getting to get around and play some shows and bits and pieces, which is exciting. But you know, the sun's shining, so it's not too bad here at the moment.
Every day above ground's a good one, a great man once said. Now, Machines of Love and Grace, it's a bit of a taster for what's upcoming with your second solo album.
Yeah, it's you know, the album and the song and everything was all kind of written and recorded during the pandemic lockdown, so it touches on a lot of those themes of you know, what we went through. Like, for instance, the song itself is really about our intense relationship that we have with and through our phones now.
Yep.
You know, everyone in lockdown was sitting there having FaceTime dinners with loved ones from all over the world because they couldn't leave their apartment or whatever. And it, yeah, it just became this thing, like we've never spent this much time on our phones. So I'm not kind of passing judgment, but just kind of, you know, making a bit of a report on what went on. So it was recorded through that time. It was recorded at my little studio in Fremantle because I couldn't go anywhere else. And all the people who played on the record, I've got some kind of special guests and bits and pieces, but they're all people who are friends who live in Perth who I just called up and said, hey, man, what are you up to? Do you want to come down and have a jam? And so I've got people like John Butler and myself are doing a duet. Katie Steele from Little Birdie, yeah, fame, she's doing a duet with us, as well as a amazing singer-songwriter from Perth called Siobhan Cochin. So lots of friends and people getting on the record. But, yeah, the style of the album is... it's pretty much spelt out in the single Machines of Love and Grace.
Now, do you feel like the lockdown time was a time where you were able to, you know, probably pay a little more attention to the song crafting and you know, what you wanted to the songs to bring across?
Well, Dave, I always pay attention to my song craft. That goes without saying. But, no, you know, look, if you chuck in a bunch of musicians in a room for any period of time, they're going to start dreaming and they're going to start writing songs. And so I definitely did a lot of writing through that time, and I think you'll probably find a lot of other musicians are starting to bring out records now that were all written through that period of time. But, you know, it's just what we do. I mean, people often ask me what my, you know, what do I do on the weekends when I'm not playing music? I pretty much just play music all the time, which is kind of depressing, but it means that, you know, I've always got lots of songs that I'm trying to find homes for. Sometimes they end up on Eskimo Joe Records. Sometimes they end up on other people's albums, and sometimes I need to go make a solo album. So that's what I've done this time around.
Yeah, look, I mean, you've been at, it's hard to believe, you know, I'm sure for you as well, 20 years goes by and you're like, what? Are you kidding me? And it's because you're in the moment, isn't it? It's because, like, you're not, you rarely do you have that time or the ability to look back and, you know, sit in your armchair and go, oh, that's what happened then. Because you're always kind of moving forward and writing new songs. So I guess that was, being a musician, the double-edged sword was, you know, that there was no gigs to play, you couldn't leave anywhere, but you could just keep doing what you're doing, and that is writing more music.
Yeah, I would be pretty happy just stuck in a room writing music all day long. Unfortunately, at some point in time, we have to take that music out into the world, otherwise no one hears it. And especially living where I do in Fremantle in Perth, which is just so isolated to the rest of the world, and it felt even more isolated during this, you know, lockdown period. Mm. When I was growing up, and especially, like, you know, like you said, we kind of came up in the late 90s, early 2000s. Perth at that point in time, to be a Perth band was actually a huge commitment, because it meant that every time you played a gig, you had to get on a plane, and that could get really expensive. But also, when you got home, you had all this space that you could actually sit down and create. Sometime in the kind of mid-2000s, plane fares got a little bit more affordable, and we were able to step out of Western Australia and out of the invisibility of being so isolated. Mm. But I felt like during this kind of lockdown period, we really went back into that time of being quite invisible over here. So, yes, I would love to just stay in a room and jam all day long. But if I don't take these songs out into the world and talk to people like yourself, then no one ever hears them. So that's the double-edged sword, I think.
But there is an excitement, obviously, that comes with, obviously, you know, releasing Machines of Love and Grace. And from what I've read and I've heard the song too, it sounds great and people are really loving it. So the next thing you get to do, as you say, is get out there and play new songs to people. When's that looking likely?
Well, I'll probably release a couple more songs and then drop the album in September. Then we've got a big Eskimo Joe tour where we're playing two albums that were big for us and for our fans, which is an album called A Song of the City and Black Fingernails Red Wine. And we're going to play those two albums back to back in one big kind of concert. That'll happen in October. Once I've done them, I'll hit the road by myself with an acoustic guitar and play some shows supporting the album. And that'll be in about November.
And tell us about West Australia growing up. And I constantly tell people there's no scourge of poker machines in West Australia.
No.
So there's that ability to play live, as you say, with one guy, one guitar, pretty well 5-6 nights a week, isn't there?
Yeah, look, we've always had a really good music culture over here, and we've also kind of really had to create it ourselves because, again, the isolation, you know, we don't, you know, when people come to visit us, they've got to be pretty committed to get on a plane and come all the way over here. So we've really had to create our own scene. And like you said, we don't have any pokey machines. So the pubs are always filled with people playing music. And especially where I live in Fremantle, it's a really great place to be an artist. We have lots of artists of all different disciplines who live here, like really famous writers, like people like Tim Winton. And then you've also got your bands like your John Butlers and San Ciscos and all those crew. So Fremantle as a place is also a really lovely place to live and be an artist because people tend to take you seriously as an artist here. They don't ask what your other job is. They're just right. Like, oh yeah, cool. You're in a band. That's great. So that reflects in, you know, in all of the venues, you know, there's lots of live music happening all the time.
Now, going back to Machines of Love and Grace, and talking about the new age and the connection that people have with technology and stuff, and I'll put my hand up and say that one of the saving graces was doing Zoom meetings with the band because, you know, three of the Jets are in Victoria and one's in Byron Bay. So I came to love band meetings, right, which I always loathed before. But I imagine that's because at any stage you can just push the leave button and get the hell out of there.
just make a run for it.
Yeah, but it kind of brings up that thing in your mind of how kids now or young people are getting involved in music and they the way that they do it is through this new technology, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the new generation coming up, it's all very native to them. You know, they can jump on things like TikTok and make it as part of their creative process. I think anyone who, you know, had to learn how to use this technology, I don't like to whinge too much about it because I know it's amazing, but I find it very anti-creative. Like I don't really like to present anything that I've done until, you know, to the world and until I feel like it's, you know, it's perfect and I'm ready. I'm like, okay, now you can see it. But I feel like, yeah, with this next generation, they're quite happy to share that warts and all creative process. And it doesn't seem to slow them down. And I, who am I to be a grumpy old man and say, you know, damn this technology. But, I feel that, yeah, you know, with how we use our phones, I feel like there's all these really positive parts to it, but there's equal parts of, you know, negative. It's this kind of weird deal with the devil that we've got with phones and technology where we can't give it back now. And there's all these great things, but there's also all these really kind of dark things to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And look, going back to the, as you say, creating songs and making music, there is nothing like being with a couple of mates or a few people, or as you say, getting some guest singers in and collaborating on this stuff, is there? It's like it really kind of, that's where it kind of grows for me.
Yeah, I did some songwriting on Zoom sessions over the pandemic period. I even did a songwriting masterclass with a whole lot of kids from all over Australia who are all locked in their bedrooms. Cool. And that was really amazing.
Awesome.
But I think there's nothing like being in the room with someone, as you say, and an idea comes about and everyone feels it. And you feel the temperature in the room kind of rise up a little bit, that that energy I find really addictive, and it's kind of actually one of my favorite parts of the whole musical process, is that moment in the jam room with your mates when everyone knows you're onto something good.
Well, Cav, it's been awesome to catch up, mate, and great to hear that you're doing some new stuff. Machines of Love and Grace is the single and the album. It's going to be out later this year, and I hope things go really great for you, mate. And I'm sure many of our listeners are hanging out to see Eskimo Joe on that tour later on this year.
100%. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Dave, and thanks for the support. And we'll see you out on the road, I'm sure.
Rock on, mate. Great chat. Thanks, man.